الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed there is great rewards for a person who continuously recites Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon the beloved Master Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam in abundance. There is a blessed hadith, the summary of which is, the beloved Master, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our Master Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in a summary of hadith that the person who recites Durood Sharif, Salawat, or salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 50 durood and salawat daily is very easy for us, in fact. If after every salah, 5 times salah, we read or recite 10 salawat and durood sharifs, inshallah ta'ala, we'll manage to fulfill this 50 duroods. Try as much as you can to read more and more. Increase in your recitation of durood sharif. And a minimum we should make is 313 times, as our Bapa Jan, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, encourages us to. This will be regarded as durood sharif in abundance. In today's modern era, people are amazed by scientific and technological advancements. But as Muslims, we know that ruhaniya, the power of spirituality, the strength of spirituality is greater than any technological advancement or equipment. The great or famous scientist, Albert Einstein, that people know about, he has been called a very famous scientist in the modern era. And he has said, I have seen a galaxy through a radio telescope, which is 20 million light years from us. Now, light travels at a speed of more than 1 million miles per second and will reach there in 20 million years. He says further, I would not be able to find out where the border of the universe is, even if I live up to a million years. But look at the rank of the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. And who is that? The king of all awliya Allah. Hawthi Azam Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. He Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali has declared, Nazartu ila biladillahi jam'an ka khardalatin ala hukm ittisali. The cities of Allah Azza wa Jal are in my sight just like a mustard seed on the palm. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The following is an incident which took place in Hind. A long time after the apparent wisal and passing away of Ghawth-e Azam, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Listen to it, inshallah ta'ala, and rejoice. At a time when Ranjit Singh, he had ruled Hind, there was a so-called Muslim who had no belief in the powers of the saints of Allah Azza wa Jal, the awliya Allah. Now this person, he fell in love with a non-Muslim woman. And once her husband was taking her to her parents' house, when lust overtook him and he started to chase them on a horse, soon they came to a deserted place. Now with the couple on foot and that lover approaching on a horse, in an effort to express outward sympathy, he asked them to sit behind him on the horse, but they refused. This lover began to insist and said, at least allow your wife to sit behind me. Otherwise the poor lady, she will get tired. This non-Muslim man became aware of that so-called Muslim man's bad intentions. So he asked him to provide some sort of surety that he would take his wife to her destination without any harm being caused. He replied, where could I get you a surety from in this jungle? The woman replied, Muslims have great faith in Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and give him as a surety. Even though this so-called Muslim did not have faith in Ghawthi Azam, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, thinking to himself that nothing will be lost if he accepted this. So he gave his word. As soon as the woman mounted the horse, the tyrant cut off the husband's head with his sword and made the horse run as fast as he could. The heartbroken woman was so upset and she kept turning back, looking behind. The lover told her that she would not gain anything by looking behind, as her husband is dead, he will not come back. The woman then replied, I am looking at the King of the Saints. Upon hearing this, that lover, he laughed and he said, The King of Saints? He died many years ago. How can you see him now? As soon as he said this, two elderly men appeared, one of whom beheaded this heretic lover. They then brought the woman and the horse to the place where her husband had died or was killed. One of the men picked up the head and placed it onto the shoulders of the body and said, Get up with the command of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. At that very instant, that man came back to life. Following that incident, those elderly men had disappeared. The husband and wife, they rode back home on the horse. The relatives of the murdered lover recognized the horse, so they filed a suit in the court of Ranjit Singh against the couple on the basis that they had the horse and their man was missing, so they most probably had murdered him. The couple related the whole incident that took place in the jungle before the court. They said that one of the old men looked like the famous Majdoob, Ghul Muhammad Shah Sahib. A Majdoob is a person who is much overwhelmed by the remembrance of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that he becomes unconscious of his surroundings. She further said that the court summoned Gul Muhammad Shah to attend the court, and when he arrived, he explained the incident word for word in the court. Everyone in the court was amazed to hear this marvel and karama of Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. The case was dismissed, and both of them were set free and were awarded with many favors and respects by Ranjit Singh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, we should become the murid, the disciple and follower of a Murshid-e-Kamil, which means a perfect saint or spiritual guide. Afflictions and calamities are terminated by the attention of a murshid, of a spiritual guide, and sometimes even severe afflictions turn into milder ones. It is narrated in Bahjatul Asrar that the King of all Saints, Sayyidina Ghawthul A'zam, alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram, has stated, I have been given a very large register which contains the names of all my companions and my disciples to come up till the day of judgment. And I have been told that all these people have been handed over to me. Subhanallah. He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has also said, I asked Sayyidina Malik alayhi salam, who was he? Sayyidina Malik alayhi salam is the gatekeeper of Jahannam, of hell. So Ghawthi Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi asked the gatekeeper of hell, Sayyidina Malik alayhi salam, is any of my disciples, my followers, in the fire of hell? He alayhi salam replied, no. Ghawthi Azam alayhi rahmatullah al-akram further said, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal that my helping hand shelters my disciples the same way as the sky shelters the earth. Even if my disciples are not virtuous and pious, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I am virtuous, and I swear by the one that created me that I will not leave the court of my Rabb Azza wa Jal until I make every disciple of mine enter into Jannah, into paradise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Abul Muzaffar Hassan was a merchant who presented himself in the court of Sayyidina Shaykh Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, and he said to him, "Your Honor, I am going with a caravan to Syria for trading purposes. Please make dua for me, pray for me." Sayyidina Shaykh Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali replied, "Cancel your plans for this trip, for if you go, then robbers will take goods from you and will kill you." Hearing this, the merchant became very upset and he returned home, where he met Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, who asked him, "Why are you upset?" Abul Muzaffar explained the entire incident. Ghawsul A'zam alayhi rahmatullah al-akram replied, "Do not worry, travel to Syria. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, all will be safe and fine." Therefore, he set off onto this journey to Syria, and the business turned out to be very profitable indeed. He returned to Halab, Aleppo, the city in Syria, with a pouch full of 1,000 gold coins. Unfortunately, he misplaced the pouch of coins, and in that worry, he fell asleep. He saw a very frightening dream in which robbers had attacked the caravan, taken all the goods and murdered him as well in his dream. He then awoke and was terrified and saw that there was not any robber there of any sort around him. Suddenly, he recalled where he had left his pouch of coins. He went there immediately and he found it. On happily returning to Baghdad Sharif, he wondered whether to first meet Ghawse Azam rahmatullah ta'ala Ali or Sheikh Hamad rahmatullah ta'ala Ali. Coincidentally, on his journey back, he did meet Sayyidina Sheikh Hamad rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, who upon seeing him advised, "First go and meet Ghawsul A'zam rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, because he is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. He prayed for you 17 times. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal changed this part of your destiny from what I had prophesied about." Due to the blessings of Ghawsul A'zam rahmatullah ta'ala Ali's prayers, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal replaced the incident that would have taken place with you in reality with a dream. The merchant presented himself in the court of Sayyidina Ghawsul A'zam rahmatullah ta'ala Ali. Upon seeing him, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghawsi Pak rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, informed him, "Indeed, I prayed for you 17 times. He rahmatullah ta'ala Ali added, "I prayed for you 70 times. For each time, I prayed 17 times. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another incident. Let us listen with concentration. Once an upset young man came to Sayyidina Ghawsul A'zam alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram. He exclaimed, "Your Honor, last night I saw my late father in a dream and he told me, 'Son, I am being tortured and tormented in the grave. Go and present yourself in the court of Sayyidina Ghawsul A'zam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and ask him to make dua for me.'" Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Ghawsul A'zam rahmatullah ta'ala Ali asked this young man, "Did your father ever walk past my madrasa?" He replied, "Yes." Sayyidina Ghawsul A'zam rahmatullah ta'ala Ali then became quiet and the young man returned home. The following day, the young man was happily returning to the court of Ghawsul A'zam rahmatullah ta'ala Ali and said, "O friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, I saw my late father again in another dream. He was wearing a green gown and was very happy. And he told me, 'With the prayer of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, the azab and the punishment of the grave has been terminated. And I have also been granted this green gown.' My dear son, remain in servitude to Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali." Hearing that, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali said, "My Rabb Azza wa Jal has promised me that the torment and azab of a Muslim who walked past my madrasa will be reduced." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. another incident. Listen and rejoice. Once some people came in the court of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah ta'ala Ali and said, O friend of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, we heard screams from a graveyard of the cemetery from Babul Azj. Your Honor, please shower your generosity in some way so their punishment could be removed. He rahmatullah ta'ala Ali asked the people, was he among my disciples? The people replied, we do not know. He rahmatullah ta'ala Ali then asked, did he attend my court? They revealed their lack of knowledge again. He rahmatullah ta'ala Ali then asked again, did he ever eat my food? They revealed their lack of knowledge on that issue as well. He rahmatullah ta'ala Ali asked, did he ever offer salah behind me? Again, the people gave a negative reply. Sayyidina Ghawsul A'zam alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram bowed his blessed head and signs of his might and dignity could be witnessed. After a short while, he said, the angels have informed me. He has seen you and he had faith in you. Hence, Allah Azza wa Jal has had mercy upon him. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the screams from the graveyard terminated immediately then. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, let us follow in the footsteps and be as servants and slaves in the court of all our awliya Allah, especially our Hothi Pak, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. This is for our benefit in this dunya, in the qabr, and in the akhirah. Ameen, bijahin nabiyin, ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.